It's time to bring you today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. God bless you as you listen.
Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. I want you to lift your hands to the Almighty God and bless His holy name that He kept you through January, February, March. Praise His holy name. Magnify His holy name. Praise Him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Praise Him, praise Him. Glorify His holy name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be glorified. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you all.
Oche Oluwa.
Thank you, Father.
Oche Baba.
Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Ramoko Shikiranda Mahiki Kiromoko Chunda. Thank you, Father. Pray.
Lioruko la Jesu liati badura.
Lift your voice to Him.
Beomura sokesi.
And say, Father.
Oh, we pray, Baba.
It's not yet too late. Let me have an encounter with you. Lift your voice to Him and cry to Him. It's not yet too late, Lord. Not yet too late.
Baba.
Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your holy name. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
before this year runs out, give us major divine encounters. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Shake hands with one or two people. Say good morning. You will soon be testifying with me. And then you may be seated. Genesis 32.
Genesis
32.
Genesis, ori ikejile lagbon.
Verse 24 to 30.
Lati ese ikerinle logun titi de ese ogbon.
And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him unto the breaking of the day.
O si ku Jacob nikan, okunrin kan si n ba jijakadi titi o fi di afemojumo.
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
And
he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Somebody will get a new name today. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name.
Jacob o si bi o si wi pe emi be o so oruko re fun mi ohun si wi pe
and he said wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name
e se ti iwo fi nbere oruko mi.
And he blessed him there. God will bless somebody here today. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel.
Jacob
Peniel. I have seen God face to face. And my life is preserved. God will preserve the life of somebody here today. Jacob was on the way back home. Then somebody told him that, oh, we saw your brother and he's coming to meet with you. He wasn't coming alone. He was coming with 400 armed men.
Ko wali ohun nikan bi ko se pe o ko irinwo awon omo ogun lati wa kolu o.
Jacob knew that suddenly he was faced with certain things.
Lojiji ni o di mimo fun Jacob wi pe ohun dojuko awon ohun kan.
He was faced with ruin.
O n dojuko iparun.
Because he knew who was coming. He was faced with sudden death. Because the one coming had already said, the day my father dies, that's the day I'm going to kill you.
He
was faced with a destiny that was about to be cut short. Because God had promised him that he will bless him, he will prosper him, but this fellow who is coming is about to truncate his destiny. So Jacob wanted certain things desperately.
Daju Jacob ni awon ohun kan fi se ni komo komo.
He wanted life.
Ohun fe iye.
He wanted a future.
Ohun fe ojo ola.
And he wants a glorious future.
Be ni o tin fe ojo ola to logo.
Now I know that those of us who are here today.
Mo si mo pe ye eyin ti e pejopo sin loni.
You also want life.
Baga na ni eyin na ni iye fi se.
Now Jesus promised.
Yesu se leri.
In John chapter 10 verse 10.
Ninu irere ti Johanu ori kewa ese ikewa.
John chapter 10 verse 10.
Irere ti Johanu ori kewa ese ikewa.
He said without doubt there is a thief.
Only daju o le kan be
that comes
to
steal,
lati jale,
to kill,
lati pa,
and to destroy.
Ati lati parun.
He said, "Better have come."
Only to be mi wa
that you might have life.
Yeah, iki o ba le ni iye
and have it more abundantly.
Ani ke le ni iye yi ni regbete.
On the basis of this word of God,
lori aduro le oro Olorun yi.
I hereby prophesy to somebody.
Mo wa so asotele si enikan ni.
You will live and you will not die. Jacob wanted a future.
Jacob,
and the word of God says in Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10.
It
says, say ye to the righteous.
He
shall be well with him. I prophesy in the name of the Almighty God. That every child of God here today. Your tomorrow will be all right. Jacob wanted a blessed future.
Jacob
a glorious future. Of what use is life? If there is no joy and no health. And no money to eat.
Tiko ba si alafia, tiko si ilera, tiko si si owo, lati fi gbadun iye na.
Of there are some people who are so hungry that if it is possible for them to kill themselves, they would have done so.
Awon kan wa to je pe bi npa won to be je to je pe ti won pinu pe bi awon ba le pa ara awon
There are some people who say that even death is better than life, considering their condition. But for some of us who are here today, beginning from now, your glorious future will begin. Because according to the word of God, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and adds no sorrow with it. If you get your prosperity through God, if you did not get your own by stealing, if you don't get your own by fraud, if you don't get your own by falsified records, if you don't get your own by buying something for 2 naira and say it is 20, I can guarantee you one thing. Not only will you prosper, you will enjoy the prosperity also. I was preaching somewhere yesterday. I said everything God can do for any man, he has done it for me. Whatever any rich man can say he has given it to me. And when I travel, I don't travel with bodyguards. I travel only with my driver. Why? I know there are armed robbers on the way, but they can't come to me. Why? Because I don't have any of their goods in my house. What God gives, the devil cannot take away. What the devil gives, sooner or later, he will send his other children to go and collect. As many of you as are here this morning, ready to wait for God, determined that your own blessing will be the one that comes from God and God alone.
Armed
robbers will never visit you. Sickness will stay away from you. Disease will stay away from you. Demons will stay away from you. Now, Jacob wanted life. He wanted a future. He wanted a blessed future. And he was willing to do certain things. Number one, he was willing to sacrifice what he has to get what he wanted. When you get home, read Genesis 32. From verse 12 to 21. Genesis 32 from verse 12 to 21. It will tell you some of the things that he sent to Esau to appease him.
Yo so fun ti lara awon ti Jacob fi ranje si sawe gbon re lati le tu ninu.
Cows,
awon malu,
sheep,
awon
goats,
amalu ati agutan ati ewure,
money,
atowo,
clothes,
atasho.
What he had, he was willing to let it go.
Ohun to ni o mura tan lati jowo re lowo lo,
so that he can have what he wanted.
Ki ohun na ba le ni ohun to nfe ni.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Verses 1 and 2. Ecclesiastes 11 verses 1 and 2. He said, cast your bread upon the waters. cast your bread upon the waters, that you may find it after many days. He was willing to let go what he has so that he can have what he wanted.
Ohun ti mura tausi ti pinu lati je ki ohun to ni ko jowo re lowo lo ko ba le ni ko ba le ri ohun to fe ni gba.
Number two,
Ekeji,
he was willing to pray hard.
Bena ni o mura ta ti gba adura gba kara.
In the passage we read, he wrestled in prayer.
Ninu ori bibeli ta kayi nte ni o ja ijakadi ninu adura.
Let me tell you the truth, brethren.
Eyin ara e je kin so otito pon yan fun yin.
The fellow that God helps,
eni na ti Olorun ran lowo,
we definitely succeed more than the one that God does not help.
Yo se aseyori lapalapo ju eni ti Olorun ko ran lowo lo.
I have told you before,
mo ti so eyi di mimo fun yin tele.
My father said,
baba mi so wipe,
when the lion wakes up in the morning,
nigba ti gine won ba ji ni owuro kutukutu,
he has only one prayer.
Kiki adura ayo kan lo ni,
God
Olorun,
show me the animal I will kill today.
Fi era ti won pa je loni ami,
and then leave the two of us alone.
Leyin eyi fi awa mejeji sile.
Don't help me, don't help him.
Mara mi lowo o, ma si ran ohun na lowo.
Show me the animal and leave the two of us alone.
Ta fi era ti se o je ojo mi fun mi ko si fi awa mejeji sile.
If God does not help you,
bi Olorun o ba wa ran o lowo,
the lion of the world will not let you leave.
Kini wa aye yi o ni je ko gbe aye gbadun.
But when God is helping an animal,
sugbon nigba ti Olorun ba ran eran kan lowo,
all the lions in the world cannot capture that one.
Gbogbo awon eran ko awon kini unu gbo ko le.
That is why those who are wise are always praying. Calling on God for help. Calling on God for breakthrough. Calling on God for assistance. Calling on God for favor. The Bible says in James chapter 5, verse 16, James 5 verse 16, he said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Not casual prayer, fervent prayer. You cry to God until God will say, all right, what do you want? There is a very thin line between failure and success. One little line, when God helps you, he pushes you towards success. About 2 years ago, God asked me to go to a particular parish to worship. It was not in my plan. But there was somebody there God wanted to help, who
had
been crying to God, help me, oh Lord, help me. Help me, oh Lord. And then I got there that Sunday, and I said, let us pray. Not casual prayer, violent prayer. I said, Lord, tomorrow, I know you can do anything, but do my own tomorrow. Do you know what happened? The president was going to travel. For a long time, he was going on holidays. He has finished every preparation before he slept. He said, let me visit my office one more time. He got to the office and found he signed only one file.
O si wa ri I file kan soso.
He signed only one file.
O fi owo ro e, o fi iwe on tere te file kan soso.
There were several of them.
Ogbolopo awon file ni won ti ko
je ko. He signed one.
E yo kan soso ninu re
lo. He was already going to sleep.
O ti lo lati lo sun.
Before he came back to the office,
to sign one
file. And it was a file of the fellow who had been praying. And he made all the difference in his life. There is somebody here today. Because of the prayer you are going to pray, the one who is going to help you before he sleeps will solve your problem. He was willing to give. He was willing to pray. And he was willing to work hard. The Bible says he wrestled. Wrestling is not an easy thing. In fact, he was wrestling so hard. The Bible said the angel of the Lord dislocated his leg. And he continued to
wrestle.
The word of God says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business?" He will stand before kings. Some of us say, "God, open doors unto me." And God is saying, "If I open the doors, will you enter?" I have several children of God that have given jobs to on this camp. And I've said, never again will I give them another job. Because the work that should be done in 1 month, they didn't finish in 1 year. If I were God, I won't open other doors to somebody. The one that gave one open door and he didn't use it.
Eni to chile kuka chocho sile fun.
Before this year ends, God will open several doors unto you. Will you be willing to work hard? And then Jacob had an encounter with God. And what did he get? Number one, he got a change of name. His name used to be Trickster.
419.
Fraud. Everything evil was associated with
him.
And he got a new name. There is somebody here today. They used to call you poor. You will get a new name. They used to call you a burden. You will get a new name. They used to call you useless. You will get a new name. He got a new name. What name? They call him Prince. The Almighty God called him Prince. What's the meaning of a prince?
A
prince is a ruler.
Omoba je ni ti o ma n
akoso
to njoba.
A ruler.
Oba. Eni to akoso to njoba.
A leader.
Asaju kan.
A mighty man.
Eni la ti Olorun.
Somebody who rules by decree.
Eni kan to ma se isakoso nipa pipa ase wa.
Do you know when God begins to prosper you?
In Jeremiah, when you battle Lord, you are blessed. So the Lord
in your city.
Ninu ilu e la bi adugo to nbe.
Even though you are not related to Kabiyesi.
Bi o ti le je pe iran yi o njoba ni ilu yin.
They will not be able to take a decision without consulting you.
O ni le se ipinu kankan ni ilu re lai se pe won pe o.
Do you know when God begins to prosper you?
Injo mo pe nigba ti Olorun ba bere si ni mu ose rere.
Whatever you say.
Ohun ko ohun to ba so.
Is what the city will do.
Ohun na ni gogo awon apejopo ilu yo se.
Somebody said, when money is speaking, nobody checks the grammar. If it is money that is speaking, nobody will check the grammar. Now that kind of wealth is coming the way of somebody this way. And then he got a change walk.
What do I buy if we are yet to you, brother?
Walk. Irin.
Irin to you, brother.
Because his leg was dislocated.
He couldn't
walk like he used to walk. Do you know that the way the rich walk is different from the way the poor walks?
In Jama, you go on at your Olowo man barin. Oh yeah, to see on at Talakan barin.
No. When somebody knows that there is a lot at home.
Nigba ti enikan ba mo to di mimo fun pa ya wi pe nkan amuchaye nbe le.
The way they walk is different.
Ona ti won ma ngba ririn ti won yato.
Even the way they sit is different.
Ona ti won gba joko gan pa pa yato.
I've told you before, I saw one of my sons sitting one day.
Mo ti so fun yin tele ri ni pe kin to ri omo okunrin.
I saw one of my sons sitting down one day.
Mo ri okan ninu awon omokunrin mi to joko ni ojo kan.
With his leg crossed.
E je lo cross lege.
And I said, when does this one begin?
Mo wa bere lowo re pe npa wo ni cross lege bere o.
He said, this is how great people see it.
O ni ba we ni la se ma joko re.
There is somebody here today. Before the end of this year, your walk will be different.
Hallelujah.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It got a different walk. And he got a secure future.
Ben, you see what about your what you don't need, Abobo?
Because after this wrestling,
when laying but totiji jijakadi,
when he met the man who was coming to kill him,
Nigbatoba okuni tombo wakba dere latikpa.
The man embraced him.
Inche ni onito ba mutoro ma laro.
Kissed him.
Oh, fear no call, no.
And they wept together.
I want me to judge you, but so cursed I want laro.
The enemy became a friend.
Any to you, Tateleri, what you are, eh?
The word of God says,
oh, Lord, so you pay.
When a man's ways please God,
it will
cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. I prophesy to you today, beginning from now, those who have been opposing you will begin to help you. Those who have been blocking your ways will become your partners. Those who say you will not move forward, they will carry you forward. Those who say they want to kill you will help you to defeat anybody who wants to oppose you.
lati pa eyi keyi eni to ba doju ko.
If you will do the will of God.
Eyi ni wipe ti iwo yo ba se ohun ti Olorun.
We're about to pray now.
But there
may be one or two people here.
Ṣugbọn a le ri bi meji tabi meta laarin wa.
Yet to surrender his or her life to
Jesus. Awọn
ti
won ko ti fi gba kankan fi aye won fun Jesu Christ.
I don't have much time this morning.
A o ni akoko to po ni owuro yi.
If you want to give your life to Jesus.
Bi o ba fe fi aye re fun Jesu Christ.
You want to forsake a way of sin.
Bi o ba fe ko ona se sile.
And you want to begin to do the will of God.
Ti o si fe bere si ni se ife Olorun.
Come now.
Ma jade bo kankan.
And if you say you are born again,
to ba si so pe o ti e ti ri igbala okan
re, that you have backslidden,
sugbon o ti pada seyin,
and you are now living in sin,
sugbon nisisin o ti tun bere si ni gbe ninu ese,
and you are beginning to do things the way the world have been doing it,
o si ti bere si ni ti awon nkan lona ti awon aye ngba se.
Come back to God now,
iwo na pada wa sodo eleda re lowuro,
before it is too late,
ki o to di wi pe apeju.
I will count only to four,
a o ka ti ti de merin pere,
after that one we will continue.
Leyin eleyin la o ma tesi.
One. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, come now. Two. If you are a backslider and you want to come back home, come to him now. Three. This is the last countdown. The choice is yours. He says, say ye to the righteous, he shall be well with him.
He
didn't say, say to the sinner.
Say to the righteous.
Come now.
Now
those of you who are already in front, talk to Jesus Christ. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to forgive your sins. Call on him for salvation. The rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and ask God to be merciful unto them and save their souls and cleanse them in his blood. Pray for them now,
brethren.
Let's intercede for them for 1 minute. Merciful God, be merciful to these your children. Oh, cleanse them in your blood,
thank
Lord.
Jesus.
Cleanse them completely in your blood. Everything that is contrary to your will in their lives, Father, remove today. Remove it today. Save their souls. Cleanse them in your blood. Give them a brand new beginning, Lord. Give them a brand new beginning. The glory of your holy name, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Eternal Rock of Ages, I want to bless your holy name. Thank you for this, your children who have come forward. On their behalf, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, save their souls. Forgive their sins. Cleanse them in your blood. Write their names in the book of life. Beginning from now, let there be a new beginning for them. And each time they call on you, please answer them. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jacob was willing to pray hard.
Jacob muratan lati gbadura.
I want you to pray hard this morning. It may be only 5 minutes. But it must be with all your strength. Stand on your feet now.
Let
me first of all hear you shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lala. Hallelujah, to Jericho. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lift your voice to the Almighty.
Bí ohùn rẹ sókè sí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
And say, Father.
Wí pé Bàbá.
I will not let you go.
Èmi kì yóò jẹ́ kí o lọ.
Unless you bless me.
Àfi tó o bá bùkún fún mi.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty
God. Tẹ̀síwájú bá Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ̀rọ̀.
Daddy.
Bàbá.
I will not let you go until you bless me.
Titi iwo fi sure fun mi.
I will not let you go.
Emi yoo je ko lo.
I have no one else.
Emi o lalomiran.
Nowhere else to go.
Mi o ni je olo.
You are my last bus stop.
Iwo ni ibuso ko mi to gbe.
Lord God Almighty.
Olorun Oluwa Olodumare.
I will not let you go.
Emi ki yoo je ko lo.
Until you help me.
Bi ko je pe iwo ba ran mi lowo.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to remain in an attitude of prayer.
Mo fẹ́ kí a wà ní ipò ìgbàdúrà síbẹ̀síbẹ̀.
Remember, Jacob also was willing to give hard.
Ẹ̀rọ ti wí pé Jacob ti ká lára rẹ̀ ní múrata àti fífúnni lọ́nà tó tayọ.
He was willing to give what he had to get what he wanted.
Òun múra, ó sì pinnu láti fi ohun tó ní sílẹ̀ láti lè rí ohun tó ń fẹ́ gbà.
Take a good offering now.
Mú ọrẹ tó níye lórí báyìí.
You want to pray with that offering.
A fẹ́ gbàdúrà pẹ̀lú ọrẹ yìí.
When you've taken your offering, lift it to the Almighty.
Bí o bá ti mú ọrẹ rẹ sí ọwọ́ rẹ, nà á sọ Olódùmarè.
And cry to him.
Kí o sì kígbe sókè sí.
Father.
Ní Bàbá.
Remember me.
Rántí mi.
Let my tomorrow be all right.
Jẹ́ kí ọjọ́ ọ̀la mi kó dára.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Tẹ̀síwájú kó bá Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ̀rọ̀.
Remember me, O.
Bàbá rántí mi, Olúwa.
Remember me, Almighty God.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè rántí mi sí
rere. Let my tomorrow be all right.
Jẹ́ kí ọjọ́ ọ̀la mi kó dára.
Let my future be glorious.
Jẹ́ kí ọjọ́ ọ̀la mi kó jẹ́ olóko.
Remember me, Almighty God. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me, Almighty God. Let my offering come up for a memorial before you. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me. Remember me.
Rántí mi o.
Remember me. Remember me. Remember me, Almighty God. Remember me.
Rántí mi, rántí mi, rántí mi, rántí mi
o. Remember me o. Remember me, Almighty God. Remember me.
Má gbàgbé mi Ọlọ́run mi. Rántí mi Ọlọ́run mi.
Remember me, King of Glory. Remember me.
Rántí mi Olódùmarè.
Remember me for good.
Nínú ògùn ọlọ́lá rẹ, rántí mi sí rere.
Lord God Almighty.
Rántí mi sí rere.
Let everything be all right.
Jẹ́ kí ọjọ́ ọ̀la mi kó dára.
Let poverty become forgotten in my life forever. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me.
Rántí mi Ọlọ́run mi.
Rántí
mi. Rántí mi Ọlọ́run.
Rántí
mi Olúwa. Rántí mi. Rántí mi.
Remember me, Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ní orúkọ ọlá Jésù ni a ti gbàdúrà.
The God of Abraham.
Ọlọ́run Abrahamu.
Isaac.
Ọlọ́run Isaaki.
And Israel.
Àti Ọlọ́run Israeli.
Shall remember you for good.
Yóò máa rántí rẹ sí rere.
He will answer your prayers today.
Yóò dáhùn gbogbo ẹ̀bẹ̀ àdúrà rẹ lónìí.
Before this year ends.
Kí ọdún yìí kó tó lọ sópin.
You will get a new name.
You
will walk a new walk. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now with faith in God. And with rejoicing. We give our offering now. And I believe. We have a new beginning now.
Daju, ibi ore oto yo je pin wa lati sin lo.
Talk to the Almighty God. I'm telling specifically what you want Him to do for you. Something specific so that you already have a testimony. Ask Him. Thank you, Father.
Baba.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father,
Baba,
I bless your name one more time. Because you are the only one who can answer all our prayers. And you are willing to do so. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. I ask for mercy for all of us this morning. If there's anything we have done in the past that could hinder our miracle, forgive in Jesus' name. Please forgive in Jesus' name. I ask for favor this morning for all of us who are here. Show us favor today in Jesus' name. Let us find favor with you today. Wherever we go from now, let your favor go with us. Father,
Baba,
we have wrestled with you in prayer. Give us a new beginning in Jesus'
name.
Give us a new name in Jesus' name. Give us a new work in Jesus' name. Change our enemies to friends in Jesus' name. Everything we want, everything we need that will make our joy full, give to us today in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
every one of these your children, by the time they are coming, let them come singing. Let them come dancing. Let them come shouting. Let their joy overflow. Everything they have asked for today, before the sun sets, let it become a testimony. This is the offering of your children, Lord. Bless it. Sanctify it. Use it for your glory. Before the end of this year, give everyone a financial breakthrough. Give us major financial breakthrough. Father,
Baba,
in your name, I pronounce your blessing on your children. Every one of you who have come to
us,
God will answer your prayer. There be no more sorrow coming your way. You will meet miracles on the way. By the time you get home, there
will
be miracles waiting for you at home. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. For more information on this message and other messages from Pastor Adeboye, contact Liveway Productions, USA, P.O. Box 710-874, Houston, Texas 77271, telephone 281-541-3864, or the Nigeria office at 15 Eric Moore Close, off Eric Moore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. 234-890-5822. Email info@liveway.tv. info@liveway.tv. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you.